The president's program has also driven manufacturing business sentiment well above the low level seen during the Biden years. Real manufacturing worker pay has increased by $2,400 in 1 year under President Trump, after falling $830 over the course of the Biden administration. Manufacturing productivity surged by 2.4% in the last quarter of 2025. Manufacturing wages increased by 4.7%. In other words, the average American manufacturing worker is producing more goods and getting paid more to do so. There are nearly 440,000 manufacturing job openings in the U.S., providing lots of opportunity for under and unemployed Americans to take jobs in the manufacturing sector. And in 2026, we have the first quarter of positive manufacturing job gains since a long-term trend of decreases that started in 2023 under President Biden. And we've seen that the capital goods used for production are skyrocketing during President Trump's term, with orders exceeding $4 billion each month of the fourth quarter of 2025. These are levels not seen since before China's entry into the WTO. So we're seeing large demand for labor and manufacturing in the United States. As the chairman pointed out, our agricultural community is one of the largest beneficiaries of these policies, with double-digit growth in exports in 2025 for key commodities like corn and dairy, and the ag trade deficit is finally falling again. Our service providers are benefiting from new market access. We have negotiated a number of new trade agreements in a very short time. And since 1985, the United States negotiated 14 free trade agreements. In the last year alone, we concluded 9 agreements on reciprocal trade, an additional 9 framework deals that will become agreements on reciprocal trade. It's no coincidence that following this blitz of deal-making, U.S. exports reached $302 billion in January 2026 and $315 billion in February 2026, the highest monthly export figures in U.S. history.